Women are the fastest growing segment of the U.S. prison population, with their numbers rising steadily for 3 decades. The ACLU attributes the trend partly to the war on drugs and incarceration of nonviolent offenders, which describes more than 80% of the female prison population in New York. Attorney Amy Fettick with the National Prison Project says poor mental health can be a pathway to prison, and many women end up in jail because they lack mental health resources. Fettick says these trends have been detrimental to the communities and children of these women, both in the state and nationally.
Tend to do worse in school. They have behavioral problems, and research is making connections between parental incarceration and subsequent incarceration of children. Taking the primary caretaker away from a child at critical points in their development just has negative outcomes, both for the child and the family, but also for the community.
Women's pathways to the criminal justice system also differ from those of men. They're much more likely to have experienced poverty, intimate partner violence, sexual abuse, or other forms of victimization, according to the American Jail Association. FedEx says alternatives to incarceration are needed to address the outcomes of women impacted by these issues.
What we see is a huge need, quite frankly, for alternatives to incarceration, where women can remain in the community, if not directly with their children, at least in contact with their children, because so many women are nonviolent offenders, drug-related or property crimes.
The advocacy group, The Sentencing Project, says the number of women in prison has risen at nearly double the rate of men since 1985. Currently, more than 1 million are under some type of supervision by the criminal justice system. For New York News Connection, I'm Nia Hamm.